From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Emergency workers are searching for more victims from deadly storms that raked Arkansas yesterday. At least 8 people are dead and more are hurt in 4 more states. Dozens of homes have been damaged or destroyed. And the National Weather Service says as many as 25 tornadoes may have touched down. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe has declared states of emergency in 7 counties. He's ordered out the National Guard to help rescuers. The Democratic presidential candidates are campaigning in Indiana and North Carolina ahead of next Tuesday's primary elections. Although Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton both have similar views on many government policies, this week they've differed sharply on whether to suspend the federal gas tax temporarily over the summer. Clinton, like presidential candidate John McCain, supports the suspension. Obama says it wouldn't really work. That's because consumers would save about $28 over 3 months. Republican candidate McCain has visited Colorado. He used a campaign stop in Denver to drum up support for his health care plan. But as Sarah Hughes reports, the event also attracted protesters.
In a town hall meeting at a local community center, John McCain told a crowd of several hundred that his health care plan would give every family the option to have a $5,000 tax credit.
You've got $5,000. You've got $5,000 to go out and invest in health insurance.
Just outside of the community center, over a dozen protesters, including Mike Serbo, head of the Colorado AFL-CIO, gathered to protest the tax credit, calling it too little, too late.
The only measure that Senator McCain's offering to help poor folks is not going to be enough. It's a crumb.
McCain is using the tax credit as one of the hallmarks of his health care plan. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hughes in Denver, Colorado.
President Bush says Congress is partially to blame for the high costs of gasoline and energy. Mr. Bush has visited St. Louis, where he gave a speech. From members station KWMU, Adam Allington reports.
With stimulus checks starting to hit bank accounts this week, President Bush said an economic rebound is on the horizon. Bush said the full effect of the stimulus won't kick in immediately, but America can spend its way out of the current economic slowdown.
We wanted to make sure that people were encouraged to be consumers. We wanted to be consumption in our society, and no better way to stimulate consumption than to let you have some of your own money back.
Bush says with more cash on hand, Americans will be better able to cope with higher energy costs and rising food prices. Some fiscal conservatives remain skeptical that people will spend the rebate checks on the kinds of things that actually stimulate growth. Overall, the economy grew at a meager 0.6% in the first quarter of 2008. For NPR News, I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
This is NPR News. Members of Zimbabwe's political opposition are meeting to decide whether to participate in a runoff election. The opposition claims it won March's presidential election outright. Yesterday, Zimbabwean election officials finally released results of the voting. The ruling party acknowledges the opposition won, but not by enough to avoid a runoff election. If the opposition party rejects the runoff election, Zimbabwean law says the ruling party gets to stay in power. The Space Shuttle Discovery is a step closer to liftoff. Engineers at the Kennedy Space Center rolled the vehicle out to the launch pad for final testing before launch day at the end of this month. From member station WMFE, Pat Duggins reports.
The trip to the launch pad goes at a snail's pace. The shuttle is bolted to its external fuel tank and booster rockets. The whole spacecraft is then hoisted onto a huge tractor for the trip out. Once Discovery is secured at the pad, engineers will load its main cargo. It's a 30,000-pound Japanese science lab bound for the International Space Station. Japanese astronaut Akiko Hoshida is part of the crew of Space Shuttle Discovery. He says he really can't believe he's going to space.
It hasn't sunk in yet for me. I'm feeling very calm, and I'm hearing that sometimes it hits you when the solid rocket booster ignites. So we'll see. We'll see when it hits me.
Discovery's cargo is the second part of the three-part Japanese Kibo complex on the space station. Once finished, it will be the biggest research lab on the orbiting outpost. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
The U.S. military says that an American soldier has been killed in Iraq. He died on patrol when a roadside bomb exploded in Baghdad. 2 soldiers have been killed in May. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.